Hello and welcome to the Two Guys Named Chris show.
Oh yeah, there's Peter. Yeah. Look over and there's Peter. It's always good to see you, my friend.
Good to be here.
Always.
Good to be here.
Good news is, short week. We just got a two-dayer. Yeah. We got two days to get through. Yeah. That's all you'll need. That's all you'll have to have. Tell you this, though. Your pyramid game today, we're going to have to change it dramatically. You know, we're playing pyramid today in the garbage time hour, in the power hour, yeah, which is over 3 hours from now. And you two will go at each other 3 rounds. We don't have a third player. So you've got, you know, it's like old.
I didn't know if you were going to do a host play. I didn't know if that was possible. But you know the words already. So.
I know the words already.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's
okay.
Not right. Plus, I don't ever like to talk about too much of the insides of this, but that's the hardest game for me to run over here. There's so much clock.
Pyramid.
Okay. Pyramid, the hardest game. The clock activity is difficult on Pyramid. So I don't think I could do host play of that. So we're just going to have you two in the ring going at each other.
Okay. Mano-a-mano.
All right. Yes, exactly. So that'll happen. Don't worry.
Do we need to, I don't know if you want to get it out of the way now, but since you, Kelly, have a bit of a game show host bent in you, should we dedicate this week's garbage hour, power hour, whatever you want to call it, to the great Chuck Woolery.
I'm going overboard on Chuck Woolery today. I've got it. Yeah. Listen, I put it on the grid for this hour. This hour, I'm going overboard on Chuck Woolery.
You weren't here, Kelly. You were just, I had gotten into the room a few seconds before you did, and BB Shea said maybe the single funniest thing he's ever said to me, and then saying something.
Yes, yeah. Well, yeah.
wait a minute. About Chuck Woolery.
But BB Shea has said in the past, let me get this right. He likes Joan Cusack better than John Cusack.
Yeah.
He likes Denzel Washington's son better than Denzel himself.
Correct. Now, this is not one of his, what's the word we use to describe
the
him?
The contrarian.
Yeah, it's not a contrarian take, but it is a hilarious take.
On Chuck Woolery.
Yeah.
Well, should we give
I think we can give the take.
All right, let's give the take now, and we'll do Chuck Woolery by the end of the hour.
Give him his due.
Sure.
Listen, I got the word yesterday, and I said, oh, God. Oh God! Not
only 83.
Not Chuck Woolery. No, and he's only 83. See, to me, they're always the age they were when I saw them.
Frozen in amber.
Frozen in time. He's always the Love Connection host to me. Now for Chris M, don't mention the name Pat Sajak. He's a Wheel of Fortune host.
That's right.
That was what Chuck Woolery was. Many
years
ago.
Yeah, first person I ever saw host the game.
Some inside facts on why he left the show to pretty good stuff here at the end of the hour. Put it on the grid later.
Oh, yeah.
What's your take on Chuck Woolery?
Well, it's funny because I was on social media this weekend and I saw the headline, former game show host Chuck Woolery passed away. Mm. And my first thought was, like, I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, you don't
know. Second thought was, we're going to spend way too much time talking about this guy on Monday. You know how much audio I'm going to have to get of Chuck Woolery on Monday? I went to bed early.
I don't blame you.
I was like, I got to get up early. This is going to be all morning Chuck Woolery.
Got to learn how to spell the name.
Exactly.
Boy, when I heard Chuck Woolery die, I thought, oh my God, and Biggie's not there.
We need him in that rabbit hole.
We need
going
him.
Down.
God, I couldn't believe it. And then I thought, I'll bet you BB Shea doesn't even know who Chuck Woolery is.
No, not at all.
One of our greats.
Well, you know, I was telling BB Shea this, and we can certainly, this is not any shade on his obituary, but, you know, he was on doing his job in the prime of the time when game show hosts ruled the earth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They were people who were built just to do that. Now, you know, we get celebrities and comedians and singers and actors to do these jobs. Mm. But back then, game show host was a job. You know, they were smooth, good looking. They didn't have a lot of other talents. Some of them did.
But they
could just host a game perfectly.
Well, you've said that, and you're 100% right. Like when Pat Sajak stepped down and when other game show hosts have died. Bob Barker died, you know, less than a year ago, I believe.
I mean, he was built to do one thing on this earth.
See, now.
Host game shows.
And that's why, like, sometimes I watch these shows now for our Power Hour. You know, I'll watch shows like Pyramid hosted by Michael Strahan. And it's not even close to the same. I don't think Drew Carey, we've mentioned this many times. Drew Carey's not as good as Bob Barker. Now, here are two that I think that are either actors, comedians, or something who have done a great job with their game show. Steve Harvey. I mean, he's made it his own.
Yeah.
But it's more
he
just
is
like
the feud.
It's about him way less than it is more than it is the game. You know, it's all about him. And there was somebody else I was thinking who's done a nice job who came from a different. Oh, you know who was really good? hosting Match Game was Alec Baldwin. He was excellent. See, probably y'all haven't seen it.
I didn't watch a lot of the Baldwin Match Game.
Well, you know, when Baldwin shot the woman, they canceled Match Game because he was like a toxic persona at that
point. But Baldwin's old enough to remember the Gene Rayburn days.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and tried to emulate that sort of Lucy spirit, loosey-goosey spirit.
They made the set. It was like a throwback to the 70s. And he carried the long, thin microphone, which is exactly what Drew Carey does that
for. He still does. And they still have those old 1960s, 70s modern art touches.
I really like that. So I will give it to them. Alec Baldwin, who, of course, is an actor. He did a nice job. I think Steve Harvey. But Steve Harvey, it's way more about him than it is the game. Mm-hmm. The old school guys, and Chris Dim will know these names. You'll never. Bill Cullen.
You know, Wink Martindale.
Wink Martin. You know Wink?
No Wink.
Let me tell you something. If you happen to be lucky enough to be sitting in that chair the day Wink Martindale does, get ready. Just stay around the clock.
Be rough.
I'll tell you why. Wink Martindale hosted a show called Tic Tac Doe. Are you familiar?
No.
I bet you can guess the concept.
Terrific. And he's a former guest on this program, and we went overtime with Wink Martindale. Yeah. Chris Dim said, commercials. I said, commercials be damned. We're not playing commercials. I'm sitting here. We're talking with Wink Martindale. He and I really connected because my dad and I used to watch Tic-Tac-Doe in the evening.
Okay.
And there was a contestant on there who won 44 straight games. His name was Tom McKee, and I remembered it. And I said, tell me about Tom McKee. And Wink Martindale said, do you know him personally? And I said, no. And he goes, then how on God's earth do you know the name? I told him. That's how incited I was.
It's so like Mr. Martindale will turn 91 in about 2 weeks.
I was going to say, he's getting up there. Woolery was 83. We're going all in on Chuck Woolery today.
Fullery Woolery.
In 40 minutes. We'll go Fullery Woolery. I like that term, too. Now, full disclosure on Pyramid as well in the Power Hour. Two special games. Today, like we usually do on Fridays, songs Chris Dim hates. Okay, he hates that. I know he hates it. I know. Because tomorrow, all Thanksgiving. That's a Thanksgiving Pyramid tomorrow. And I was trying all weekend. I was like, in which order should we do this? You know, it's like traditionally we end the week with songs Chris Dim hates. Mm-hmm. But going to Thanksgiving, that's what game show hosts do. You know, it's like where...
How do you sleep at night, man? All that running through your head all the time?
I did a WWCWD. What would Chuck Woolery do? Hey. And I thought he'd go, Chris Dim hates these songs on a Monday, Thanksgiving on a Tuesday, and be done with it. So that's what we're doing this week.
Then ignore the emails. You taking another day off? on the Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
Yeah.
Like, why are you off on Wednesday? I need to prepare our Thanksgiving feast on Wednesday. I need that day to cook. You know, actually, my wife and I had that discussion this weekend. What I want to do on Wednesday, very, very busy Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You know, I do a lot of cooking. My wife's family is hosting, but I'm cooking four dishes for Thanksgiving. B.B. Shea did this last year. He hosted the whole thing. He cooked the whole thing. It went so well that this year his family said, we're
scattered to the four winds.
Just him and
everybody's out of town.
He and his dad are having a turkey sandwich watching the Cowboys game.
It's the strangest I'm going to be out of town holiday ever.
Yeah, it is.
It's the only holiday where all you do is go home.
And yet, B.B. Shea's family said, no.
Mom's like, I'm going to Friendsgiving. Rather than eat that dried up turkey that my boy made last year.
It's fact.
Yeah.
That's how it happened. You told us. You told us last year. You told us this year. So now you know how against I am Christmas coming too early, like decorating for Christmas before Thanksgiving. I don't like that. I will not listen to Christmas music until the day after Thanksgiving or usually on the way home from Thanksgiving. It's about a 45-minute drive to her uncle's house. We will turn on the Christmas music for the first time. The station here that plays Christmas music is called Twink 99. And I love...
Normally you listen.
I listen to Twink 99. Why?
11 months a year.
They will play Rodrigo, Billie Eilish, Taylor Swift, all the artists that a typical 53-year-old white man loves. Okay? Right. Which is what I like. So I do. 11 months out of the year, I listen to them, but not in November, because in early November, they switch to Christmas music, and I will not.
Let's take a look at their rating. Wow. Through the roof. They've done it again.
It's the reverse of the curse. Yeah. I stop listening. Everybody else starts listening to Twink 99. But I said to my wife, here's my plan for the week. I'm going to bring all the Christmas decorations in on Wednesday because we have the day off and I have time to do it. And she goes, over my dead body, you are not bringing in the Christmas tree on Wednesday. I said, I just want to bring it in and set it up on Wednesday. No. No Christmas decoration will enter this home before Friday. And I was like, but Friday, I've got this and that. I'm playing pickle. I'm playing on Friday and all this. She's like, I don't care. We're not putting 1 ounce of red or green in this house before Friday. That's how into, and I didn't know she was that militant about it, more so than I am even, because I was ready to at least bring it in on Wednesday. She
would either one of you caught your daughter or son humming Christmas tunes?
My daughter. We punished her. Grounded her.
You are grounded.
Yeah, we grounded her for the holiday. Then the other thing is we have a lot of the Christmas decorations in the basement. I don't know if you recall what happened the last time we went into the basement. A snake got in. We had to kill it. This was back in the summer.
Yeah, yeah.
There are double
basement snake.
That's right, basement snake. There are double doors that go out of the basement, and usually I open those and walk the Christmas decorations around because it's easy to get the stuff out of the double doors. And she goes, "Well, you can't open those double doors." And I said, "Why not?" She goes, "Snake." And I was like, "Yeah, but that was in August." I don't care. She's like, I don't care. You're not. So those double doors are not allowed to be open, which means I'm going to have trouble getting the stuff. Now I've got to go up the stairs.
System of pulleys and weights.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And she goes, well, if you, and then she goes, unless you want two people have to stand with shovels as guards.
Who are the two?
Our children, I suppose. And I said, we're
you,
not.
Do you trust them with shovels?
No, God, no.
Either one?
No. It's just a matter of whose toe will be chopped off. You know that? No, I don't trust either one of them. So that's what we're going through at our house about Christmas decoration. And I don't love decorating for Christmas. You know, that's my thing also.
Yeah.
I don't like decorating the tree.
It's just a joy to be around.
Remember last year, I had forgotten about this. We put up the tree, which is pre-lit. All you have to do is plug it in, lights come on. Never put a single ornament on it. Well, meant to get to it all through December. Never put a single ornament up. And it was just like, well, we'll do it tomorrow. Yeah. Plus, we weren't hosting anybody or anything. Nobody saw it. And then our neighbor came over the day after Christmas and came in to give us a present or something and looked at the tree and said, boy, aren't y'all smart. You've already got all the ornaments off the tree. That's right.
Yep.
That's exactly right. Also, a note today on our friend in the media. We talked about him last week. He was a TV personality, and he got a job as the city's crisis manager, like an expert on crisis management. So now he speaks to the television when there's some sort of issue. You know,
all the stations.
All the stations.
So he's a spokesman.
Exactly. I just saw him today for the first time. And I asked him how the new job is going. He just got it like 10 days ago. And I said, how's the new job going? They put me in crisis management mode. I had to go out and put out a few fires and make statements to the media and all that. Well, when I watched him do it, I thought, there's no way I could ever have that job because I panic so easily. You know, I saw him and Christian was like, boy, he's smooth, isn't he? And it's really true. He really was
unflappable.
Smooth. They had something with a parking deck downtown. And I thought, there's no way I could ever have handled that. There's no, what could I possibly?
With your shifty eyes?
Exactly. They think I was like the criminal.
And your hunched shoulders?
Yeah, exactly. They think it was
your
like.
Your body language screams I'm lying.
Exactly. Because. It's true. They would think.
Is the parking deck safe to use now? Yes.
I wouldn't go in there if I were you.
Exactly.
So many people are going to die.
Perfectly safe.
My eyes would be darting back and forth. I'd be like, it's perfectly safe to use during this busy holiday season.
Yeah, I don't think B.B. Shea was even, I don't know if when he joined the company, but there was we were all on television years ago, and that's when you had the shiftiest eyes.
Yeah.
Ever. I don't know if that video was still around.
Everybody thought I was on cocaine. And it was like an easy interview. And I was just, my eyes were darting back and forth so much. In fact, that's why I got off local news. I was on local news for 6 months. And the camera guys, once I would film something, they'd be like, are you having some sort of seizure? Or what? They'd look around the camera.
Look around the camera.
And be like, what's wrong with his eyes? I was always looking at everything else. And they say, you know, you have to stare at the camera.
Yeah. Make love to the camera.
Love to the camera. It was darting my eyes all over the place. That's why it didn't work.